Hello. You're back. That's me. Cool. Hello. You.
Hello, all you cool cats and kittens. This isn't Carol Baskin, but this is actually Jake Berry here. This is episode 2 of the Poolside Podcast. Once again, shout out our sponsors, Busch Light, Stay Bushy. But I'm here with the lads. We're filming a new episode. This is going to be a recurring episode we do around these parts. It's called Shooting Shit with the Lads, of course. You know, we're chewing fat, kicking dirt, straight up vibing, shooting shit with the lads. I'm going to go ahead and introduce lad number one. They call him Young John Silver, Slim Reaper, Daddy Long Arms. Johnny Zin's on the sticks, the way he cranks those 90s, you better hide your kids. It's Johnny Savage. Johnny, how you doing today?
What up, everybody? I'm doing good.
Glad to hear. We love to hear that. I've got lad number two to the right here. This is Matty P. Traps, USC Sucks One, Pizza Boy, T-Skin, D1 Commit to Chemeckin University. He's up next. It's Matt Felipe. Matt, how you doing?
How's it going, guys? Pleasure to be on.
Yeah, pleasure to have you, per usual. And, you know, we're just going to be shooting shit out here, like we said. We're going to get started. The three of us are all in the class of 2020. That means we were supposed to be seniors in high school this year and are instead just straight up vibing in our own casas. Not exactly chill, but it's just the way it had to be because of all this coronavirus business. So we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about what this experience is like as a senior, losing that, kind of good parts about it, bad parts about it. And just talk about other students as a whole and how they lose out on kind of the experience they were looking for. So, Matt, what do you think is the worst part about being seniors in this time right now as the class 2020?
I think it's definitely just how this was probably the easiest part of our whole high school career. We're not doing homework right now, but we wouldn't have been doing homework at all in the first place going to school. So we just get to miss seeing all our friends because there's a lot of guys that, like, I'm friends with, but I probably won't be able to see again, I think. Like, I'm not out-of-school friends, but I'm in-school friends, and those are some of my good friends, but I'm not necessarily going to always hang out with them, and that's a big bummer to me to miss that.
Well, especially for me, it's also just weird knowing that if we don't have that graduation ceremony that we're all holding out for in July or June or whatever, there's a lot of people that we're just probably never going to see again. Yeah. Like, people we've been spending the last 4 years with that are just never going to, you know, see it in your life, most likely. The Cuddies, yeah.
Yeah, Cuddies from sports, all that shit in class that you're good friends with, you just probably will never see them again. It's a bummer. Yeah. That's what I'm most sad about, I think.
What do you think, John?
I'd say the worst part about this whole coronavirus break would probably just be the loss of our school activities. So, yeah, like you said, the graduation and then, like, prom, paper toss, senior scavenger hunt's not gonna, or it's gonna be tough to get that done.
We're gonna still do skinner.
Yeah, I know, but
we're gonna make that.
Johnny, I'm eating goldfish.
You're gonna eat the goldfish?
Oh, well, I was thinking about eating the goldfish. I was actually gonna eat Mia Kane's beta fish.
Oh god. That's
his name
horrible.
Is Krampus.
Krampus.
Yes.
All right. I was thinking about getting the tattoo, maybe right here, Lincoln Lacrosse 2020 right there. And I think one of the worst parts for me actually would probably be not having a senior night because you guys both did for basketball and I just don't get to now for lacrosse, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But
you hate to see that.
Yeah.
For all of our viewers that don't know, the every class, every senior class at our high school does a senior scavenger hunt at the end of the year. We basically go and just wreck absolute havoc on the community. Some of the highlights include we just ravage the local Taco Bell, make out in their stands, goldfish get eaten.
Streaking down 23rd.
No, not goldfish, like the cheddar snacks.
Oh,
as in
live fish.
Yeah, like goldfish.
Straight down.
And then they live
actually,
in your
stomach. Actually, I have a
question.
It's a good debate.
Yeah.
Do you straight swallow it?
Oh, you straight
or do you
swallow
chew?
It. No, you definitely don't chew. You straight swallow
it. But imagine it's squirming around your stomach a little bit.
No, your acid, your stomach acid will take it out in like 30 seconds.
But like as it goes down your throat, that's kind of gross.
Good. Good.
Wow, that's I'm probably real. Swallowing it whole, keeping Timmy in my stomach
weeks. I'll probably like bash his head on a rock or something and eat it so it's not like wriggling around in my throat alive, you know what I mean?
That's really grotesque.
That's
the only way to do it. I'll like swallow it whole, but I'm not gonna chew it.
Yeah, the senior scavenger hunt's definitely giving me something I miss. I'll be really sad. There's a lot of talks about doing a virtual graduation, which is going to be really depressing. I'm probably just going to, you know, walk on screen with my cap and gown and then just go to the bathroom, cry. I'm not necessarily that disappointed about leaving high school and moving on. I'm not super sad about that. But it's nice to have a moment of final closure, you know?
Like, also, just, like, the final, like, I'm not really sure how the party after it works, but that I was excited for that, too.
The overnight. I think last year they went to, like, a water park, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see, and then is there anything good about missing senior year? It's mainly tilted negatively, I would say. Negatively. Kind of said that weird.
I guess it's kind of nice that we're just completely done. Like, we don't have to do any more schoolwork besides Jake having random calls at 2 he doesn't even know about.
Yeah, shout out McGee. McGee! I think I'm glad my IB test got canceled. I don't know if there's any other...
I never really... Did you get refunded for that?
I think I got refunded. I don't think I got refunded because I think I'm still getting the IB credits.
Oh, yeah.
That's
on
Pete.
Based on predicted scores. Hopefully they don't use attendance as a measure. That might come back to bite me. I had about a 50% in English. 50% attendance rate. Right?
I just had a 50%. I think one good thing I could take away from this is probably the pass-fail.
The pass-fail system.
I think I ended with all passes.
8 passes. That's all that matters.
3 of them were below 70% and above 60. That's odd.
Well, everything else gets lost in translation. They just see the pass.
Yeah, it's a P. It's pass proficient. I'm all good. Would have passed the class.
What kind of... I'm very excited to go to the respective college that I'll be going to, but one of the things I take a little bit of pride in is knowing that all the kids, or if we're on online school next year, I saw a funny meme about this year, but that all the kids who are going to Ivy League schools in Harvard and Duke and all those places, well, they're all just going to be sitting at home on their computers, which is kind of funny for me.
Yeah, the same thing as going to, like, University of Phoenix online.
Yes, sir.
University of Phoenix. U of Phoenix is at the top right
it's
now.
It's good.
They have this system mastered.
They actually say it's the Harvard of online.
Yeah.
But now it's all online. So
Harvard's the online of online, I guess, now.
Oh, so University of Phoenix is out of the running now. It can no longer say it's the Harvard of online.
University of Phoenix is just the University of Phoenix online.
Wow, that's brutal.
There's actually this really funny recruit a few years ago for football who dropped it before his, as a joke, before his commitment date. Days before, he dropped his top 3 of University of Phoenix online, ITT Technical Institute, and Culinary Institute of Portland, Oregon, or something like that.
Those are all pretty good options.
It was pretty funny.
PCC, Rock Creek, throw that in there. That's
PCC,
my mom
PCC, Sylvania, baby. Sylvania's better.
PCC, yeah. Sylvania.
Sylvania's where it's at, actually.
Yeah.
But I really hope that we're not on online school next year, because that would be absolute cheeks.
That'd be horrible.
Any way you look at it, there's no winning there. All right, now we're gonna talk about some policies. Obviously, we're all aspiring politicians. I would say I personally know more than a lot of the policymakers out there. That's just the cold hard truth of it. If you were Kate Brown, what's your next move, Johnny? This can be related to the coronavirus, but can also just be about any state policy that you want to see passed.
Open it up. That's all I gotta say.
Open it up, win.
Open it back up. I'd say on the decline, once we pass our peak, even though we are flattening the curve, there isn't a large peak. On the decline, I feel like we have to start opening it up. Opening up stores, opening up restaurants and stuff like that, so that our economy won't go completely under, our local economy at least.
What I say is we give it one more month of this. June 1st, we start laying in plans to slowly open it up. June 1st, we open these, some restaurants, some things, we still keep social distance. 2 weeks later, we do some more, and we just slowly open it up and we're back to school in September, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
Because, like, schools in California, there's some talk about how they're trying to get kids back, like elementary school kids back in July.
They're going to finish school in July?
They're trying to do that. Or start it in July because of the time they missed.
Well, you know what?
Take this off, put it back on, because that's cap. That's all I get, isn't it?
Oh, gosh.
No one can see you, John.
You know what would be weird, though? What would be weird is if there was, like, huge seasonal changes to everything that we do. So I know there was talks about the NBA starting earlier, but it wouldn't be crazy to say that, all right, well, we just had our summer. Let's start school in July now, or August, and just completely change the way
I would hate that.
We didn't even get a summer, dude.
But that, yeah, we didn't really get a summer. But that's how, I mean, if you think about how countries.
We got our break, yeah. We got
how countries break. In the southern hemisphere do it, it doesn't correlate with, like, the rainy season and the dry season. It's not it's hot outside. No, let's take school off.
I thought they do have summer in, like, in the winter months, because that's when their summer is.
Oh, they have summer in
December? Yeah, that's their summer break. And then they go through all the year, and then they get back to school in, like, February or March.
Oh, that's messed up. I didn't know that. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. At least some schools. Cause yeah. A bunch of...
No, the ones in the southern hemisphere.
Oh, like Australia, are flipped. Right. Or is, I don't even know if
Australia most of them are...
Is Australia the only country you know in the southern hemisphere?
Yes. Yes. I took IB geography. Can't tell you I learned a single thing in geography.
No. You don't actually learn capitals and country names and stuff like that.
Like, if it was that class, that class would have been really dry, too, if it was literally just learning the maps.
It's going to be a year-long class. That would be ridiculous.
Can you take a U.S. map and name all 50 states and where they're located?
No.
I can, I'm pretty sure.
Can you name the capitals?
No.
Shout out summer fifth grade.
Like, if I sat down, you guys don't realize how hard it is to sat down and just write down 50 states. That shit's hard.
I think I could.
A lot of them, they're just the same to me.
There's just so many, like, little, like, mini states, like, that get bunched together, like, Delaware, Rhode Island.
Well, you just named them, so you know them.
No, I know, but I'm just bringing up examples. Oh, okay. And where they are, too. They're all, like, tiny on the East Coast.
Yeah, the East Coast should just merge.
Yeah.
And to make one huge state.
Yeah, that'd be
like
sick.
Texas.
We should call it.
That could be a hot take.
Like Texas. We should just have four states in the country. We should divide. We have too many little states.
California can just expand. Take up like Nevada, Idaho, Oregon, Washington. That's California.
More like regions.
Yeah. Take Texas. Texas can.
I wonder how that would change the like the voting thing in the Electoral College and that stuff.
Be kind of fucked.
How many would you get for me? But I feel like Trump would still win, no matter how they change it. It's not looking good. Because of Sleepy Joe.
Biden needs to make a strong run.
Actually, we could talk about this for a second. Because on the podcast session, I obviously listed myself under politics as well. As an aspiring woke politician.
Obviously.
But what actually, and I'm a person who watches all news networks to get a diverse stream of knowledge and entertainment. I'm not gonna answer that question on the podcast, it's a fox trap. But I was watching, my dad was watching, we were laughing at the people on Fox News last night because they do make funny jokes and they also say some funny things. But we were watching Hannity, but they were bringing up a fair point in that. What's happening? You guys hear Joe Biden got a bunch of sexual allegations cages, and none of the Democrats are talking about it. Yeah, not a single one.
Yeah, because it's cap.
Well, but regardless of whether it's cap or not cap, and for all the boomers out there, cap is a lie,
yes.
I would say, or something that's not true. But what they were talking about is how you can look at Nancy Pelosi and all of the House Democrats, and all of them were just 100% after Kavanaugh. And you could argue that the evidence against Joe Biden is almost stronger than the evidence against Kavanaugh, but no one's talking about it.
How about...
Yeah, it's a tough situation because I think people are ignoring or trying to ignore it because Trump is probably so much worse. But it's like probably the lesser of two evils.
Well, I mean, you have allegations against Joe Biden, then you have Trump on the bus going, when you're reaching out, you just grab him by the pussy.
Yeah, obviously,
But you can't just like disregard the allegations.
But I'm saying I think we're diverging a little away from the point here. It's not about. I mean, obviously, I think we're all on the same page in that you should believe women when they come out, and obviously to make like legal moves and to put people in jail, you need a little bit of evidence. But I think the first instinct should always be believe the woman.
Mm-hmm,
but
trust.
But the problem. The problem with this is that what they're bringing up on Fox News is that why in the case of because it supports their political motivations do they ignore it with Joe Biden, but when it's a Republican running for the Supreme Court it becomes national headlines for 5 months.
Everyone should
be held to the same standard. I agree. Yeah.
But there, to be fair, there are a lot of people I see like on Twitter that are going after Joe Biden for his rape allegations. Maybe it's not the leaders in the Democratic Party, but a lot of people are trying to bring it up and trying to
The people are mad for sure. But it's like, for example, I don't think CNN and a lot of other news stations were covering it, and they weren't really giving it the...
Democratic news stations were covering
it. Yeah, Democratic
news stations. Yeah, they don't give it it's how it should be talked about.
Yeah.
But you could say it's a fair conversation in the sense that, obviously, I mean, there's no lack of allegations against Trump, and they kind of just get glossed over in the whole bunch of things people accuse him of, whether they're true or not. I'm sure some of them are true, some of them are not true. And you could say that, well, it's more important to get Joe Biden to win, but there's also, like, this individual story really matters. And
yeah.
If Joe Biden, because she's saying he raped her. It's not like previously where it was just, he was inappropriately touching people. We've seen videos where he puts his hands on people in a weird way, but she's saying he raped her.
Joe Biden's just like, you've seen those videos where he, like, just makes those little children just look so uncomfortable, like, on stage, right?
I think that's a generational thing.
No, he just, like, reaches down and he tries to, like, kiss them on the cheek and, like, hold their shoulders really tight. And these girls are, like,
I'm not sure if it's totally, like, out of, like, malintent, but
no, yeah, 100%.
It definitely makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which goes with what you say about how it could be a generational thing. There might be a little bit more touchy, but like.
Yeah, 100%.
But obviously, that looks worse now that he's getting more serious allegations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
it's just
a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I also think that the road was already hard for Joe Biden against Trump. Just because, one, coronavirus, Joe Biden can't get out there. Trump's on the news every day. The Democratic National Convention is taking huge hits because the primaries have been canceled in a lot of states.
Yeah.
So while he has the nomination, it's not the same momentous path leading towards the presidency. But now with this on top of it, I mean, this is a pretty big deal. And I think this is going to really hurt his chances of becoming president.
Yeah.
But well, we kind of got away from Kate Brown here. This is a different Democrat. Kate Brown. If I were Kate Brown, I think I'm going to reopen tomorrow.
I don't know if that's a hot take or if that is...
Well, specifically for Oregon, that's not that hot of a take.
No, because, I didn't say Cuomo. I didn't say Trump. I said Kate Brown, who's the governor of Oregon, where we live. And if you look at the numbers, there's just so many other things that are more pressing than coronavirus in Oregon. And I would say... I mean, obviously, anytime you're talking about people's lives and weighing them, it's a really tough conversation. But I would say that if 100 people die from coronavirus, that's not worth destroying the economy and having everyone lose their jobs and potentially having people go hungry.
I agree.
In some places like New York, you might need to wait longer. But here, I think that's something that
we
should reopen on.
What do we have, like 2,200 cases? Confirmed positive.
Well,
it's part of it.
We definitely have more confirmed cases. We just haven't tested everyone.
Yeah.
There's definitely a ton of people who are asymptomatic who haven't been tested.
Yeah, but for the people that have been tested, there's been 2,200 that were positive or something like that.
Yes. Or something.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Only like
exactly
600
the
of them were in Multnomah County, which is less than half, which is a large portion of the population of the city of Portland. And so, like, there's less risk in Portland than there is in New York, obviously. And so it would be easier for Kate Brown to reopen.
But it doesn't make sense to reopen anywhere else besides like New York.
Well, plenty of other places should be reopening. And one of the things that my dad was telling me how he read an article on this is how everybody is watching Cuomo on the news every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that we all think that we're living in New York because he's the only person that we're seeing, or we see Trump and they're talking about national cases.
Yeah.
The reality is there's tons of states that don't have very many cases, and if you look at what's killing people and what's causing problems, this is not the biggest thing there.
Yeah.
So like, well, we need a national approach. This is kind of, I don't know, obsolete in places. Well, not obsolete, obviously, that's a bad word choice, but it's less important than reopening, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
2020 has just been a shit year.
They confirmed like UFOs the other day. I was like,
they did?
What?
Yeah, that shit came out. Look at this.
You can't just say they confirmed UFOs.
No, the Pentagon released things that were that classified themselves as UFOs. Swear to God.
This has got to be the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Are you serious? No. How did I not see this?
Johnny, there's not aliens. Aliens didn't just show up. No, I just don't think the UFOs were here. No, I know I see this video. It's not loading, but...
The Pentagon has officially released 3 short videos showing unidentified aerial phenomena that had previously been released by a private company.
Yeah, it's probably fucking Elon Musk up there racing Bill Gates. I tell you, that's...
Racing Bill Gates.
Elon Musk probably got super high. I was like, fuck this quarantine shit, went up into the sky. And that's way more likely than aliens. I'm not saying aliens don't exist, but I just don't think they came here last Tuesday, and I haven't heard about it yet.
Bro, I shook one up last Wednesday. What you mean? It's like, he came down, I was like, hey. And then he left.
We ready to do the fruits?
All right. One of the segments we're going to be doing on Shooting Shit with the Lads is called Power Rankings. And each time we hop on, the lads are going to power rank a certain subject. And we had a really heated conversation about this. We're poolside now, but this was in the pool the other day. In the hot tub, to be more specific, where everything gets heated. And we were talking about fruits, and we had some really... We got angry. We honestly got angry about it, so this might get heated. So I'm going to come out here, and I'm going to drop my... We'll go and drop our rankings, and then we'll try to have a civil discussion about it. My number one is banana. Number 2, apple. Number 3, watermelon. Number 4, tomato. Number 5, blueberry.
Number 4, tomato? Hello?
Tomato is good on so many things. Yeah. Tomato honestly deserves to be higher.
Tomato's pretty good.
But you're going to sit there, you're going to chop up a tomato, and you're going to eat it over a blueberry? Over a thing of blueberries.
You chop up your blueberries?
No, that's not what I mean. You chop up your tomato.
I've eaten tomatoes by themselves. Tomatoes are decent. But are you going to eat a tomato over eating another fruit?
No. But what about a black crème with a little bit of salt on top? Oh, you take the black crème, those things story. Are delicious. Jake, you don't even know your tomatoes out here. Me and Matt are talking about them. And they're not even on my top 5.
Okay. Simmer down. I even know what you're talking about. The reason why tomato comes in at number 4 is because I'm thinking, I'm not a freak. I'm not going to go and take a bite out of a tomato and be like, om nom nom. Like, that would be foul.
I don't know, okay.
But what I am going to do is I'm going to put tomatoes in my salads. I'm going to put tomatoes on my hamburger, in my sandwiches, and a lot of other things. It's highly versatile. I'm not saying taste-wise, it's my favorite. Okay. But that's one of the things I consider in my
tomatoes rankings. Make your sandwich soggy.
I like that.
You like a soggy sandwich?
Well, no. It depends how long do you keep the tomato on before you eat it.
I tomato and then eat right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, no, then it's not soggy. That's
chill.
But have you ever had like a lunch with a tomato in it and then your sandwich and gets the bread's all soggy?
It like breaks apart. It's like thick on the outsides, really thin in the middle because that's where the tomato's been. And you're like, bro, I don't want this.
All right, well, what's yours then?
We get number 1, watermelon. Or 1 and 2 are interchangeable for me. I'd say watermelon and mango.
So you're just not a man of conviction that can't power rank. If they're interchangeable.
Bro, you put tomatoes on there. When was the last time you sat there and you took a bite out of a tomato?
We already talked about this. I don't do that.
Okay, then how can it possibly be in your top 5?
I'll defend it later, but I'm saying pick something and stick to it. Don't be like, maybe 1, maybe 2.
My number 1 is watermelon. My number 2 is mango. My number 3 are GMO blueberries, those fat things. I don't like no organic shit. Number 4 is GMO grapes. I need them big, crispy. Those things are delicious. And number 5 is some GMO strawberries. All of it has to be GMO. That shit is delicious.
I like your addition of grapes.
Strawberries are delicious.
I got grapes on mine too because grapes, you think about it, when you have a bad grape?
Never.
All grapes are good.
I agree that grapes are good, but grapes have no versatility. You're not going to... I mean, there are very few salads that are good with grapes.
Fruit salad.
All right, fruit salad. I'm not a fan of fruit salads, really? To be honest, because I like eating...
It's just a bunch of fruit mixed together. What's not to love?
Yeah, hello? The flavors all mix, and it's, I don't know, it's gross.
Oh my god, that's delicious.
But all right, but there
you
are bad
grapes.
You get
your little bit of banana, you get your little bit of watermelon, ooh, little
banana's
bit of mango,
cut up.
Okay, hold on. Well, anything could be in a fruit salad, so that's not a very good argument, besides tomato.
Delicious.
Tomatoes are probably in a fruit salad.
Tomatoes are not in a fruit salad.
Wait, hold on, I need Matt's top 10 here. I need Matt's top 5 power rankings.
Okay, I got blueberries, apples, grapes, watermelon, and strawberries. And I got blueberries at the top because maybe they're not always the best. But for me, I think out of all the fruits, I can binge eat blueberries the most. And that's what I like the most.
Oh, bro, I could binge
if someone comes home with a huge pack of blueberries, like a whole, like, not more than a pint, there's a possibility that I could eat the whole package. 100%. Someone comes home with a whole whole, what's it called, of bananas? Of, what are they called? Like, the whole, the group of, like, six bananas. You're not going to eat all six bananas.
What is that?
And well, I know they are smaller, but if you did portion to portion, like, a portion of blueberries equals one banana, I could eat way many portions of blueberries than I could eat a bunch of bananas. Yeah. That's my opinion.
But I just don't hold quantity in the same esteem as you do. I'm not looking for what I can eat the most of. I'm looking for what brings me the most satisfaction.
No, but if you, coupled with how much you can eat, and then I'm going to give this quick shout out to Corvallis, the Spartan blueberries.
Yes.
Those things are bigger than a quarter.
Okay, those are good. Those are
juicy. Those are the best fruit I've ever had in my life.
Well, I gave some respect to blueberries on the bottom at number 5, but it's just, in my opinion,
blueberries at 5 and tomatoes are at 4 is a disgrace.
Tomatoes are at 4? Y'all are sleeping on tomatoes. You eat tomatoes every week.
Tomatoes.
I eat these fruits every week.
You eat mangoes every week?
Yeah, my dad says, could we whip up mangoes from...
Dude, also what I'm looking at here, too, the reason why I have banana at number 1 is because a big thing for me is I don't like fruit that eat it, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. Bananas, you can look on the outside. You can look on the outside, and you can tell when they're rotten. You can open it up, and you eat it, and you tell if they're good. You put it in a smoothie. You have it with peanut butter. There's a lot of options for your banana. What do you put blueberries with? Nothing. They're not pairable.
You don't need anything with it. Banana needs banana. I feel like banana.
Blueberries in a cobbler and pies. Oh.
I think you guys are sleep. And the watermelon at 1 is a bad choice.
No, watermelon is my number 1.
How often do you eat watermelon? Maybe last time. When's the last time you've not eaten watermelon?
I ate watermelon yesterday for dinner.
Dude, watermelon is very seasonal fruit. And also,
there's such a high chance of it not being good, I think.
Like store-bought watermelon, when you get it in the package and it's not good, it's so disappointing. Obviously not. It makes me want to cry.
I just get also, I eat good watermelon.
I feel like half the time I eat a watermelon, it's like mealy. And you know what mealy means?
Yeah, mealy is so bad.
It's not good.
Yeah, but I don't get that as much. I hate that when it's like that in an apple. You ever bite into a non-crisp apple that's mealy? Oh my god, that makes me want
to
hurt
but
myself.
But I've learned, apples come at number 2 because I've learned to assess my apples. And if they're bad, I just throw them at the neighbor's house.
Apples also have the thing where you can, like bananas you said, where you can feel it. And if it's like a little bit soft, you know that's a soft spot.
Yeah, like you can tell when an apple's going to be mealy. You can tell. Which is why I like knowing that it's going to be bad. I don't like getting surprised and they're like, you bite into it and they're like, oh fuck you, I actually suck.
But with like any fruit, you when you go to the store, you have to know which ones are the good ones.
Yeah, you gotta be. Selecting is definitely a big part of the process. If you're not a good connoisseur, you're gonna get caught up dry.
You get some Honeycrisp apples, you put them in the fridge.
Fiji's not
chills.
Bad. Fiji's not bad.
Fiji, too.
No one put pears on our list. Are we all in the opinion that pears are just kind of subpar?
No, I love pears.
They're good, but
pears could replace tomatoes on your list.
Well, neither one of you guys have apples either.
I have apples number 2.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't have apples, Johnny.
I don't have apples.
Pears are a worse apple, in my opinion.
No, pears are a better apple. They're more juicy.
You don't have pear on your list.
Yeah, because apple's number 7 and pear's number 6.
Wow, that is terrible ranking.
That is, yeah, Johnny, you are questionable.
All right, that's probably enough for the fruit here. I think we're a lot more invested into this conversation than other people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how viewers are going to like it.
Bro, but I'm telling you, because they're going to understand.
If you're not power ranking your fruits, though, and making life choices based on that, I don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, true.
Because obviously you need the finest quality, but we have some difference on opinions on what that is. But we're going to move in to some Jake's hot takes here. Obviously the lads are going to drop some takes as well. Like I said last time, these are going to be spicy. We don't do lukewarm here. We only pop it like it's hot, drop it like it's not. Lukewarm will get you kicked off the show. Matt, you want to kick us off with your number 1?
All right, my number 1 is Drake should stop releasing singles. Or stop releasing as many singles. And I'm not saying that they're not good singles, because we all know Drake drops bangers.
Yeah, obviously.
But when he releases all these singles, and then he includes them on his album, it ruins his album. Because I'm a big Drake fan, but I'm always waiting for his album. And half of his album that he just released yesterday is singles that were previously out.
Yeah.
So even though they are bangers, his album, I don't think it's as good, because I've already heard half the music, and all the rest of the songs aren't as good. So all his bangers that would be on the album that everyone would be like, oh, these are fire, they've already been heard, and they're already out-listened.
Yeah, and they're already overplayed on the radio.
Yeah. Like 2C slide?
2C slide, oh my god, it goes.
It's just kind of lazy, too.
Yeah.
Because it's, you're releasing singles and then...
just throw them on the album.
Yeah.
I'd rather wait for an album that's actually a new album.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear the same music, because...
I don't want to hear a compilation of your singles.
I think Drake's kind of overrated, honestly, too.
That is a fact. I think that is the hottest of takes right there.
I think that is not true.
Yeah.
Think of the last, like, it's besides his albums, think of the last single or the last song Drake hopped on that wasn't a banger.
Well, I'll put it this way. I think that, yeah, I'll put it this way. I don't necessarily think that he's overrated as an artist, but I think as a rapper, he's overrated because he's just chasing pop hits right now at this point. I recognize he's very catchy songs, but I would not classify him as one of... I like a lot of his old rap, but it kind of feels like he just goes for the catchy and the trend. Mm-hmm. Like, the Tootsie Slide was made for TikTok. He wants to become trendworthy.
What he released is he said that song was made in inspiration after the moonwalk. And then this dude found the leaked single of 2C Slide, or the leaked parts of it, and he made a dance to it. And that's the only reason that Drake did that dance in his video. So that was supposed to be the moonwalk.
But you can't acknowledge it, not even just Drake, right, but if you're a rapper, or if you're a singer, and you're not making songs to be on TikTok, you're kind of dumb, because that's how your music is growing.
That's how your music gets blown the fuck up, yeah.
People getting on a...
Yeah, but it's... I don't know, I mean, I'd rather people focus on making songs to make the best songs they can make versus thinking, I'm going to have teenagers dance to this. And it's going to be... Because, like, Tootsie Slide, like, when I thought that, I was like, great. Everyone's going to be TikToking this. And they did. Because it's just, like, a song built for it.
It doesn't really bother me if people are TikToking it. Like, that doesn't make the song any...
Again, that's why I think he's overrated as a rapper at this point.
Well, also, he's not, like, really, like... He's a rapper, but he has multiple different genres that he sings in. 100%. And his albums totally encompass that, I think.
Yeah.
His album, you could classify so many different songs on his albums for multiple genres.
Which makes him really good, I think. But also, like, if you're looking... Some people only like rapping Drake. Like things like the songs like Money in the Grave. Like, that song is, like, that's where he actually raps, don't you think?
And, like, 0 to 100, and, like...
Yeah.
But put it this way. Also, the thing about Drake... If you think about it, he's made so many songs, but how many of those songs are going to be relevant in like 40 years? I don't think that many. I think he's not going to withstand the test of time. Whereas if you look at other really good rappers,
what song?
The most famous, J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake, not Drake, I meant Dre, Eminem, those guys, their songs are never going
to
go away.
Kendrick has kind of fallen off the map though.
But do you not still listen to his old songs though?
I love
though?
Kendrick. That's true.
Yeah, those old songs are never going to get old.
Music, though,
but I mean, like, 40 years from now, I don't think he has that many songs that are just masterpieces that are going to withstand the test of time.
40 years from now, I don't think Eminem will be played.
I think he will.
I don't think Dr. Dre will either.
I think both of them will.
I think there's some songs that Dr. Dre and, like, Snoop Dogg and people, like, the song Still... Like, that's a classic song. Like, that will never go.
Or California Remix, or all these songs... That's never going to get old.
In 40 years?
Lose Yourself, you think no one's going to be listening to that 40 years from now? It's like
But there's also going to be songs like Drake, but maybe not all of his music.
I just think that Drake is a lot about focusing now, doing what's popular, and I think he sacrifices a little bit of quality when he does that. That's all I'm saying. I meant overrated not in the sense that he's not really, really good, just barely.
Okay.
Who is the Beatles of this generation?
They don't exist anymore. That's part of the problem.
No, he means like who is like...
No, I'm saying that genre...
No, in rap...
Beatles, why would you say who's the Beatles of rap?
Because they made the most impact on the people and like their fans and their supporters and stuff like that. And they created the biggest like wave in the world, you know what I mean? So who is that of like the rap game, you know what I mean? Of the music industry currently?
Well, nobody. That's part of the problem in my opinion. I think everyone that's making music right now... No one's going to be listening to any of these songs in the future. I think this is a bad time for music right now. A really bad time, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think there's a lot of rappers that are making music to hit trends like you were talking about.
And there's no one like the Beatles in that genre of music either. We're not making any more really good classic rock or the kind of like hits you're going to be playing on a car ride. Yeah. I think music is getting killed right now by just... I don't even know what's happening. It just doesn't feel like it's as good as anymore.
Yeah.
Just, I guess, a hot take, but I feel like a lot of people think that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, what
just,
you got?
Just want to go along with it. Oh, no, I got a music one, too.
Okay.
Just the fact that Playboi Carti is ass, and nobody likes Playboi Carti, and he sounds like a four-year-old screaming into the mic every time that he raps. And that just kind of, we already kind of covered that, I guess, how it's not a good time for music, but...
Yeah, you got a point. There's just so many, like, trends, like, the... Just, like, that people like that music, but, like...
Like, hella mumble rap and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I also just don't even really know who that is, Playboi Carti.
He has good music. When he gets on with Lil Uzi Vert, he's good. That album...
Yeah, because Lil Uzi puts him in the backpack, that entire album. Lil Uzi's back hurts after that, I swear.
He's a tiny guy, too. He's a guy.
Yeah, Lil Uzi's 5'2", but he sounds like he's 6'6". No, it is. With Playboi Carti on his back, he's like 7'8". Jesus.
So Playboi Carti's like 2 feet tall?
No, because if you think about it, it's just like the addition of his head and like some of his shoulders if he's actually on his back. If you put him in the piggy bag, like theoretically.
Johnny, you've thought too much about Playboi Carti on Lil Uzi Vert's back on a stack of money.
Well, yeah, because Lil Uzi just has to carry him on every feature. Okay, yeah. Jake, next to you, next hot take.
Alright, my hot take is that, this is a little about the coronavirus, is that all the coronavirus ads are so terrible. Every time I turn on my TV, it's the same, it's just all these random, some of them are random, some of them are big companies. They just come on here and they tell you, like, we're at home, but we're together. It's like, life sucks right now, but buy a product.
It's honestly, the ads just make me more, like, more upset and more just like sad, just like I'm still at home. It's just a reminder to me, like, I'm cooped up in home, thanks for telling me again.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I didn't realize it. It's like, you're alone and your life sucks.
Yeah.
Really, Amazon? I didn't know.
But like, it's okay, because we got this for you. You can buy it, right?
Like, yeah, I get this is my 12th time on the fucking TV today. I don't need you to criticize me again. Okay?
You see the
I get I'm home alone.
You see the same it's ad all. Like 8 times in one day, and you're like, bro, why do they keep playing this ad? And then you're like, wait, I've seen like 20 different shows on 18 different channels.
Wait, I probably haven't got off the couch for the past like 8 hours, like,
then you realize you can't move and you just become part of the couch. Like,
you become the couch.
Like Will Turner's dad in Parks of the Caribbean.
Oh, you know, God, in the...
The
in
barnacle the... man. Part of the couch, part of the crew. That's how I feel.
He's in the jail cell. He emerges from the wall. He's like... You emerge from the inside of the couch.
You get all crusty. And showered in weeks.
Your hair doesn't move when you walk.
Alright, yeah, that's, I mean, that's not that hot of a take. I feel like a lot of people don't really like the ads, but that's just been really pissing me off recently. Alright, you got another one?
Yeah, I got one more. To give a little context, there's a lot of these, like, colleges and these, like, huge corporations, or not, like, these really rich corporations and teams like the Lakers and all the colleges applying for small business loans just to give them back. And my hot take is I don't think that makes them look noble. I just don't think they should be applying for them in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, I haven't really been following that much about the stimulus packages because it just seems kind of boring to me. Obviously, it's really important, but I'm not going to...
my bag, you know what I mean?
Well, we're not going to get our bag because they don't give us money because we're claimed dependents by our parents.
Yeah.
But one of the other things that goes along with that is I feel like there's a lot of... Because they have to pass so much legislation right now. There's just a lot of stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, why are the Lakers getting money? Even if they're giving it back, why are they getting
money?
Yeah,
why would they get money in the first place when everyone knows they're a $1 billion company? They're one of the top companies in the sports world, I think.
Yeah.
Just behind the Knicks.
Or you're, like, why are you giving...
Why is USC, who has a $6 billion endowment and gets $600 million in donations every year... taking a $20 million loan from the government.
And they took it.
And they took it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's the University of Spoiled Children, bro.
Yes.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, everyone hates USC.
Yeah, USC's the worst.
But, I mean, I don't understand. Governance. Like, it's on them for taking it, but it's also on the government for allowing them to.
Yeah, hello?
Because what's also, people are making, like, the rules with how the money's, I don't know that much about it, but it seems like it doesn't make very much sense with how the money's getting split up. Like, apparently, you can make... more than minimum wage with your unemployment right now.
No, yeah, there's some people. I was actually talking to Alec, my sister's fiance. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that work for their RV company, I think, can make more money off unemployment and sitting at home doing nothing for a few months than coming back to work. Because it's if unemployment is $26 an hour.
Yeah, the problem with that is that just disincentivizes working.
But the only problem with that is that that incentivizes them going back is unemployment only lasts a few months.
Sure, sure, but right now, like, you're about to work at Amazon, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason why people, like, in a time of economic crisis when the whole country's not being employed, it doesn't make any sense to me why high schoolers are getting or have jobs available to them when other people who need to work should be working. Like, a lot of our friends are getting jobs at Amazon because they need people to work.
Yeah, they really, like, for me, getting the job, I didn't have to interview at all. All I had to do was fill out the application, get some stuff.
Yeah, system.
Which I'm glad. I'm not going to complain because I need a job too, but they just need people to work.
Yeah, well, no, but I think that just speaks to a system that doesn't make any sense where you have unemployment rates have reached an all-time high. People are filing for unemployment every week. Yet there's jobs that are paying more money than usual because they're giving you money to work during the coronavirus.
Actually. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. But yeah. Still, 15 is pretty good.
During April, it was plus $2 for working in April.
Holy okay. shit. The biggest thing is getting people to return to the job market, and that's not what
But also, doing. Specifically for Amazon, it's not really targeted at the high schoolers because you have to be 18 and have a high school degree. Or high school diploma.
But you don't have a high school
diploma. But I technically have a high school diploma.
Oh, because we have high school diplomas? Because we graduated,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't
It came know that. April 30th.
Okay.
I got, a thing in the mail that says you're done, you graduated.
Then I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, it's not really targeted at the high school diploma, the high school kids. It's more targeted at people who need jobs and they're in their 20s. Or
people just aren't taking the jobs.
Yeah, though. People aren't taking the jobs.
Just young, strapping
workers. And not a lot of people are wanting to work in big, because you've got to realize that these Amazon warehouses are massive. Like, I went to the Troutdale location to get my job, and there was probably hundreds of cars in the parking lot.
Jesus.
It was like the parking lot was full. I don't even know how to describe how big they were, because they're just like, think of Lincoln and like double it. Like, it's their massive.
That's how big their warehouses.
Their warehouses are.
And it's Amazon this, Fresh, right? Yeah,
no, that's not just Fresh. It's the whole thing. Okay. But Amazon, like, that Troutdale location is their main one for all of Portland.
That's yeah, so Amazon is gonna come out of this on top, and it's kind of.
Amazon's always been on top.
They're always on top, but it's kind of scary to think about the kind of things they could. I mean, who knows whether they're going to be like a benevolent company and try to help everyone out. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to do horrible things.
Just business.
But it kind of feels like they're in a spot where they could just buy up any company or business they want to and like create monopolies that maybe the government won't be in a position to stop because they're going to be so far in debt.
Yeah, because they could. Because they have so much damn money. What's Jeff Bezos' net worth?
Wasn't Jeff Bezos like got a divorce, lost half his money, and still was like one of the richest men in the world.
And his wife became the richest woman in the world after divorcing him and taking half his money. That's crazy.
Jeff Bezos is a legend for that.
Well, I mean, I don't know,
I if don't he's know a how that makes him a legend.
Why is he a legend for getting divorced?
Because do you realize how much money you have to have if you single-handedly made the most wealthy woman in the world after a divorce?
Yeah, sure, but he got finessed because she took half his money.
All right, but still, he still has mad bank because he
obviously he still has mad bank. But all right, well, I'll go on to my next hot take here, and that is that we're talking a little bit about college and what next year is going to look like, and I think that we should be sending all of the kids to college and then trapping them there and saying once you show up on campus, you can't leave, because that way, I mean, the kids don't really have as big of a risk for getting super sick from coronavirus, and that way we all get it and we start to create this herd immunity they've been talking about. Yeah.
You say you have to stay on campus?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to get food and shit?
Well, they have dorms.
No,
well,
people could bring, you could.
No, you mean, it means it's not like staying, they can't control where you go on campus, but they don't want you flying in and out.
I just mean you, once you're at UCLA, you stay at UCLA.
Can you leave the campus?
They can't control you from not leaving the campus.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more of like an ideological thing versus a literal thing. Where, like, you show up and the whole point is once you're there, you're there. Like, obviously, you're going to figure out how to get food to the kids.
Yeah, I don't see any college senior, unless they're, or high school, college freshman, I mean, not liking that. Because, like, unless you're super worried about the coronavirus, like, I feel like everyone's going to want to do that rather than be at home 100%. Doing Zoom. Yeah.
Well, and that helps all the people who are at risk, too, because once everyone contracts the disease. But, I mean, I guess actually you might need to enforce people so they literally can't leave the campus. Because, and then just bring food in.
A bunch of logistics, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think that a solution where we just kind of all sit at home again sucks. Because it just feels like there's other things you could be exploring.
That's going to be a wrap, folks.
All right, Joe, go ahead and cue the outro.
Joe, cue the outro. Yo, cue the outro, damn it!